challenger, Eric Nordstrom, accused the incumbent administration of stoking racial fears in the face of mounting protests over the death of 20 undocumented workers at a chicken winter farm.
Oh, shut the goddamn thing off. You watched the debate?
I did, Mr. Attorney General.
Sir is fine. And what you make of it? Be honest.
Well, sir, with all due respect, sir, I think your boss, the governor, he took a beating.
Man blames me for not appeasing those professional agitators. Truth is, he can't string two goddamn words together. How's it going, honey? I'm almost there. What? You and the kids outside? Drive faster. Go, go. Honey, you okay? What the hell happened?
We all went out to the lake, and when we came back, it was burning. I already called the fire department, but...
You leave the stove on? Did you kids?
We didn't do anything. They spray-painted our front door.
Sir, do you need...
Call the goddamn police, now.
Yes, sir, of course.
Honey, calm down. I can't read the thing. The door's gone. What do you mean they spray-painted it? Who?
It was covered in graffiti. You're putting us in danger. I don't want this. Your job is going to get us killed.
Calm down, goddammit. What did the graffiti say?
How does it feel having your house on fire?
What? Speak up.
How does it feel having your house on fire? That's what it said.
Episode 5, Moonshiner, Part 1.
Have you ever taken a polygraph test before?
No.
Is your name Jaime Garcia?
Yes.
Have you ever entered or remained on someone else's property without their permission?
Like staying at a friend's house and not wanting to leave?
Just answer yes or no.
Yes.
Are you 23 years old?
Yes.
Have you ever set fire to another person's property?
No.
Have you ever written or posted anything using the pseudonym Helios?
No.
Have you ever exchanged private messages with an online persona by the name of Helios?
No.
Let me rephrase the question. Have you ever exchanged private messages of a sexual nature with an online persona by the name of Helios?
Like sexting?
Pictures. Did Helios send you sexual images?
Can you define sexual image? You mean a dick pic?
Cut the crap, Jaime. We know it's a she. One more time. Did Helios send you any nude images?
No.
Thank you for coming, folks. I want to continue working on this, and I'm sure you want to go do your reporting, so I'll be short and sweet. Yesterday at 6 o'clock in the evening, the Texas Attorney General's summer home was set ablaze. We have reason to believe it was arson. We'll be investigating if it's related to the other arsons targeting the properties of various state lawmakers. That's it. Thank you very much.
Mayor, do you have any suspects? All the local lawmakers that have been targeted are black or Latino, except the Texas Attorney General. Doesn't that give you an idea as to who may be doing this?
Come on, guys. You know I can't comment on an ongoing investigation.
Mayor, what about the blogger known as Helios? They have several suspicious posts relating to the fires that have been trending on Twitter since last week. Do you think there might be some connection there, or maybe...
As I just said, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. I'm sorry, folks. Thank you all for your time.
How can we ensure your agency will investigate this without bias? You didn't seem that concerned until the Attorney General's home caught fire the other day.
This is going to be a circus. We need to be working together as a family. No friendly fire, you hear?
Yes, Major.
Understood, Major.
Where's Eileen?
She's interviewing the suspect.
Is that promising?
Monica's trying to unlock the suspect's phone. We believe he could be an accomplice to this Helios blogger. Other than that, we ain't got much.
Well, let's pick up the pace. These journals are out for blood. Careful who you talk to and what you say.
He was nervous all throughout, even during the control questions.
So he's lying. What do I make of it?
This is not an exact science. Think of it as a placebo or a theater. That's the way to use it.
So I have to pull something out of my ass?
Always. You ask me, I was looking at the kid. He's no arsonist. But I can tell he believes he's doing the right thing by hiding something. Let him know he doesn't have the moral high ground.
All right, can I have the pages?
Sure.
How did I do?
Oh, you failed. You know we're gonna crack your phone. It's a matter of time. I'll tell you what we both know. Helios is a she, right? You requested, and Helios sent nudes, right? And here's what you didn't know until now. Helios may look like a woman, but she's a girl. Underage, Jaime.
Oh, God, you don't even know who she is. How can you know that?
Did you ask how old she was when you started exchanging messages, or did you assume she was 18 or over? Or maybe assume she was underage because that's what you wanted all along. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to bring the device in, and you are going to unlock it for us. We just need one of her text messages to get a location. This is an arson investigation, Jaime. It's up to you that it doesn't turn into solicitation of a minor and child pornography. Well, while you all were out posing for the cameras, I was doing some real police work. Turns out Helios is just a college kid who goes to UT.
Student on campus? It's a needle in a haystack.
They already have a couple of suspects lined up. Campuses these days are like everything else, full of cameras.
Full of radicals. All I cared about in college was drinking and getting laid.
Has anything changed?
Yeah, get laid way less.
So you weren't a rebel?
No, there was nothing to rebel against. I was just drowning in loans. Still am. Being a rebel, that's a luxury. What about you?
I did my share of Latino activism at UT. Nothing big, though.
You do some draft card burning?
That was the 60s, asshole. I'm not that old.
Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah, I guess people have burned a lot of shit in the past to make a point. I was a bit of a pyromaniac growing up. You never played with fire?
What is that, some kind of metaphor?
Well, you never burned ants just to see what happens? Never lit a firecracker?
We burn fields sometimes after harvest to clear weeds to get the land ready for new crops.
And?
It's kind of cool, watching everything turn to ash.
You ever see a body burn?
No.
1400 to 1800 degrees. That's what it takes for it to get cremated.
How do you know?
I had to take care of everything when my dad died. Mom wouldn't get out of bed. Couldn't. Took him to the chambers. Put him in that oven. Flames are pretty high. Burn pretty fast. At the time, I thought it was probably all the booze the man still had in him.
You okay?
Yeah. You want to get buried or cremated?
Buried, I think. At least that way I can give my nutrients back to the earth. The soil.
You're such a hippie.
A farmer.
Come on in.
Eileen Castillo and Annie McAllen with the Texas Rangers.
Pleasure to meet you. Take a seat. Randall Cummings, campus police chief.
You got a tough job.
Used to be making sure every drunk kid out there got back to their dorm safe after a Thursday night. Now I've had kids throw shit at me. Call me a pig. You don't have it too easy either, I'd imagine.
We're all on the same sinking boat.
So I did what you asked. Checked the library videos, spotted the students in the area. I got down to one. Female. Like you mentioned. Says she did it.
The student confessed?
Yep. Says she's this Helios internet fella. But I looked into it, and she never left campus that day. I also got statements from a couple of friends of hers saying that they spent the evening smoking weed.
Can we talk to her?
FYI, it's Harry out there. She's at the university president's suite. Told her buddies she was being held hostage by campus police, and, well, she's got quite the following. Go.
Pigs in a blanket! Brian, look, bacon!
Jesus, a bunch of gullible pricks.
Okay, Claire. Rangers Eileen Castillo and Andy McAllen are here to talk to you. Your parents have also been notified. Said that they're on their way to the airport.
Can I have my phone back?
You used it to incite a riot.
I just posted a picture.
I'll make sure you get your phone back. But let's talk first. You mind leaving us alone?
I'll be outside.
Got a lot of fans out there.
They're not my fans. Tired of everything that's going on.
Tired of their rich parents paying 50K tuitions? Man, you kids really have it hard.
Maybe we don't, but others do. 20 undocumented workers were killed, and no one is doing anything about it because...
Claire, we know. I was on the case. I caught the guy. Sure, the corporation got off easy, but it's more complicated than you think.
Lay off with that bullshit, will you? It's only complicated because we live under a deranged capitalistic regime that benefits corporations before their very own people. The 1%...
Okay, I get it. Look, Claire, I'm here to talk about Helios.
I'm Helios.
So you set fire to the Texas Attorney General's home?
Uh-huh.
How'd you do it?
I drove up there and poured gasoline on it.
Right. Listen, we know you didn't do it. But maybe someone who read your blog did. You constantly posted about where these people lived and talked about hitting them where it hurts and all that. Those are fighting words, you know?
Okay, boomer.
Rude, I'm not a boomer.
Just look at you.
What?
You're clearly Latinx. You're a traitor to your race. And the whole hat and boots thing? It's like you're dressed up for Halloween.
Jesus, kid, stop talking out of your ass.
Andy, I got this.
This kid's got no fucking manners.
I said I got this.
The Attorney General had it coming. He's a racist and a bigot and...
How does it feel having your house on fire?
What?
Didn't you spray paint that on his door? I know you want to play the cool rebel on campus, but the Attorney General's family? They could have died in that fire. Whatever you may think of him, his children, his wife, they got nothing to do with it. That's just common sense, common decency, and you're about to be caught in a legal shitstorm if you keep lying and treating this like a game. I'm not your teacher. I'm not your dean. I'm not scared of you or your friends making a fuss. Keep pushing it, and you'll be Instagramming from the state penitentiary in Huntsville.
I think it's obvious that I didn't do it. I just blogged about it, and yeah, maybe some crazy person read the thing and...
Why take all the credit, then?
Because unlike other people, I stand by my own. And if that means that I'm going to jail so whoever's causing those fires can keep doing what's right, then so be it.
Jesus Christ.
How did you manage to track me down?
Young man named Jaime.
Fuck.
We were able to trace some of his posts to your forum. Seemed pretty flirty. Helios, too. Turns out we were right.
Did he show you the pictures? You're not making that public, are you?
We have his phone, and no, we're not in the business of publishing revenge porn.
So fucking stupid. Oh my God!
Copy. Police have been notified. Stay put. We got an active shooter on campus. He's after the girl. You better lock this door.
Oh my God!
Jesus. I'm coming with you.
Boy's got an AR-15. He's in the building downstairs. You two, stay with the girl.
What's happening? Oh my God!
Andy, he tries to come in. We empty our clips.
Yeah.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!
Claire, get under the table. Now. I'm going out.
What? No, what are you thinking?
I'm not gonna wait for him to come shoot us all. I gotta do something.
Andy, stay. Put your gun at the door. Do the smart thing. Don't be brash.
I don't wanna die. I don't wanna
Shh.
Die. I don't wanna die.
Shh. I need you to be quiet, okay? Honey, relax.
It's gonna be okay, Claire. We're not letting him in.
All clear.
He's bleeding.
Hey, come on, Chief. Stay with me. Andy, he's been shot. Help me.
Chief, you there? The team is going in. Chief, you read?
I'm gonna need a drink. Kidding.
You think everything's a big joke, don't you?
Hey, I was in there too. This is fucking nuts if you ask me. The whole thing is nuts. So, yeah, maybe I like to crack a joke or two to distract myself from the whole fucking lunacy of it.
What's he doing here?
Oh, glad to see you two made it out okay. What a shit show.
This Claire girl brought it on herself. Everyone's an activist until shit gets real.
So, is she the arsonist?
She's a privileged brat that likes to play woke Che Guevara. She didn't do shit. She just wanted her 15 minutes of fame.
You okay there?
Not really. I kind of didn't know when I woke up this morning I'd be in the middle of a school shooting.
I heard you locked yourself in an office while campus police took him down.
All right, what do you want, Wendell? You just here to stir the pot?
That's what I heard. Not judging you.
Hey, that's unnecessary, man. We were protecting the girl.
Captain.
You heard what the major said? We're all family here, so there's no need to come
out. I got this, Andy.
You got what? Jesus. You know what? Fuck you both.
Where are you going?
I'm working the case. The actual case.
Hey, stop. Stop. You see what he's doing? He's pitting us against each other.
Every time I try to help you, not because you need it, but because I want to, you push me away. And we're supposed to be partners. Most of the time, you treat me like some petty fucking sidekick. Andy, shut up. Andy, do this. Andy, stay put. Andy.
No, I don't.
What the major said, we're all family, I take that to heart. Not because I want to, but God, because I have no choice. This is it. This is what I got left. My wife's with some other asshole now. My kid thinks I'm a huge fuck-up. So you, even Wendell, this is the only family I got. Fuck it. I've had it.
Andy, just hold on a second. We're all on edge here. Just calm down.
And I know you feel all high and mighty because of whatever you have going on with Ralph, but you're not untouchable. We're equals. Now, I don't take orders from you. I don't take orders
from... What exactly do I have going on with Ralph? What the fuck are you implying? Andy, don't you fucking walk away now.
I'm taking the lead. You follow. If that's what you want. Jesus, what a fucking day.
Yes.
You see what happened at the university? It's crazy.
I'm here.
What?
It's a very long story, but I'm fine. And yeah, it's crazy. Everything is crazy right now. What's up?
Sorry, I didn't know it was a bad moment.
It's not a fucking bad moment. I'm sorry. It's just...
Don't worry about it. I just wanted to talk. I saw this on TV, and I don't know. I feel like the country's going down the drain. Just wanted to talk to someone. I miss you.
David, you can't do this.
Do what?
Call me out of the blue, pretend like nothing's happened. We're divorced now.
I know that. I'm not calling you to get back or anything. But you're saying I should pretend like you don't exist anymore?
I mean, it's probably for the best.
You are extremely selfish. You know that?
How am I being selfish? It hurts me, you know? Suddenly hearing your voice, I feel like I'm finally getting over it. And you just call me like you're just checking up on me. And
I'm gonna hang up. I don't know what happened, but you sound like someone else.
David, I'm just protecting myself.
I know. You always have. I guess that's why we're not together anymore.
Big house. Give anything to have a place like this.
You can take comfort in the fact that no one is going to try to burn down your one bedroom.
Probably end up burning it myself. Can't even cook cereal.
You okay? You got the jitters. Hands there seem shaky.
Oh, too much coffee. So how's it going?
Just trying to figure out where the fire started. How it started.
I thought you were strictly corpses.
The arson investigator needed some assistance.
And?
It definitely started at the front of the house. Well, at least that seems to be the fire pattern.
Gasoline?
Nah, didn't burn like that. And I looked at some of the images and there wasn't that much black smoke. Gasoline really shows. It's scandalous. You sure you okay? Heard you were in a school shooting.
Yeah, Sophie, I'm good. It's fucked up.
And Eileen?
Why don't you ask her?
Because I haven't seen her. You mad at me?
No, more like I'm mad at her. But forget it.
You two, always fighting. You're like an old couple. You just don't know it yet. Anyway, I was thinking the suspect might have used the spray can, the one used for the graffiti on the door, to blow out some big flames. They had to use something, otherwise the fire wouldn't have burned that fast. Look at the porch. Looks torched.
There's a smell to it. You check the smell?
What smell?
It's all over. Yeah, like burned bread. A corny scent. It ain't the charred wood.
Found this in the backwoods.
What's that?
I'm thinking the bucket the suspect might have used to pour flammable liquid. There's still some inside. Looks like pure pharmaceutical alcohol. Ethanol.
Oh. This is Ranger Andy McAllen.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm the arsons guy. Think I've seen you and your partner walking around the DPS. And a pretty lady with a black hat?
Yeah, black hat. Pleasure. May I?
No, don't touch it. There might be prints on it.
Let's just wait for the lab results, Andy.
Waiting. It's all we do. I bet you $100 I can tell you what that is faster than your test tubes. Doesn't smell like ethanol. At least not pure ethanol.
I could use an easy $100.
No way you're going to contaminate the evidence.
I'll pour some on your hand.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Sophie, we gotta improvise. We're all on a deadline here and we ain't got shit. Woo! That's hot. It's alcohol, all right.
No shit. $100. Take them out.
No. Not the pure ethanol type. Moonshine.
Moonshine? As in the drink?
Yep. Good moonshine, actually. Very strong.
That's impressive.
I got an advanced palate.
That would explain why there wasn't that much smoke initially.
Well, look at you. Should be working with us. I'm still gonna wait for the lab test to pay you.
I could use a lab intern.
Think I'd do better at a bar.
Where are you going?
I have a lead now. I think whoever did this had access to a ton of moonshine. Can you get back to me? See if any liquor traces turned up at the other burned properties?
Heart-wrenching scenes as students ran for cover and locked themselves in classrooms. The shooter, 19-year-old Jacob Levy, was killed by the university's campus police chief, a man being hailed as a hero, but who remains on life support after facing off with the suspect. 4 dead and 12 injured is the information we have so far. Police tell us Levy was targeting a fellow student who'd been inciting others to burn the homes of the officials involved in the chicken winter trials. Pundits are already spinning the complicated scenario as they believe the upcoming election will come down to this. Back to you, Wanda.
It must have been horrible. Felt nightmarish. The girl, she was just a little younger than you, turned out to be a false lead. She was blogging about burning this and that, but she was all bark and no bite. She did manage to provoke a nut job. I hope the chief makes it. Save the girl, me and Andy, too.
So you're okay? I've never seen you this pale.
My first school shooting, I think it's okay to be pale. Shit, I don't even know why I'm still here.
So, do you know who the arsonist might be?
No. We're completely lost. It could be anyone. The suspect seems to target everyone equally, left, right, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't think I've ever felt this much pressure on a case before. It seems like all these politicians finally found an issue they can all get behind. Apparently, bipartisanship is possible, but only if it's an issue that affects them directly, like the possibility of their houses being burned down. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
So now what?
I think Andy might be making progress on another front. What happened to your arm, by the way?
Oh, I hit myself with the desk.
Oh, it's really bruising.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, though. But yeah, maybe I'll get some ice.
Listen, I wanted to ask you because I feel like you get along with everyone here. Have you heard anything about me and Ralph?
Like what?
You said something the other day about us being friendly.
But you are.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you heard anything, like gossip or...
Why are you asking?
Just answer the question, Monica. Monica, you're not very good at hiding it. What did you hear?
I don't like gossip. I don't like talking about people.
I know. Just answer the question.
They're saying you and Raf, you're sleeping together?
What?
That's what they're saying.
Who?
I don't know.
Who the fuck said that, Monica?
It's just like something that's going around the office. I don't know who started it. I mean, they don't say it, but they kind of roll their eyes every time Raph chooses you for something or doesn't scream at you.
Oh my God, he's my mentor. He was one of my teachers at UT.
I know. You asked me. You forced me to answer the question.
Does Raph know about this?
I don't know. What? Eileen, what did I do?
It's what you didn't do. You could have fucking told me.
What's your emergency?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? What's the address of your emergency?
765 West Street.
How can I help you?
My car is on fire.
Sir, can you repeat that?
I said my car is on fire. I'm watching it burn.
Okay, what type of vehicle is this?
What does that have to do with anything? I just told you my car is on fire. It's a BMW. Does it matter? It's burning. I'm Eric Nordstrom, by the way.
Eric Nordstrom?
Yeah, Eric Nordstrom. I'm running for governor. Democrat Eric Nordstrom.
Is this a joke?
It's not a fucking joke. Send someone now.
Oh, all right. I've got help on the way.
Tejana is a production of Sonoro and Telemundo. Executive producers are Stephanie Beatrice, Renny Diaz, and Carlos Quintanilla for Telemundo, and Jasmine Romero, Camila Victoriano, and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro.
Directed by Alejandra Lopez.
Produced by Andres Russo Vargas. Our supervising producer and line producer is Sofia De Antuniano. Our project manager is Gustavo Aguilar, with performances in this episode by Stephanie Beatrice as Eileen Castillo, Jonah Platt as Andy McAllen, Patrick Page as Ralph Tuffin, Gabriela Torres as Monica Gomez, Marlena Powell as Sophie Knox, and Phil Lewis as Wendell Brady, Alfredo Narciso, Kayla Stewart, Evander Duck, Jamal James, Jeff Brooks, Esteban Hernandez, Emily Rellis, Alex DeWinter, Taylor Coriel, Brett Tubbs, John Moreno, Eileen Clark, Megan Bagala, Christian Hatar, Jasmine Romero, and Karina Ortiz. Post-production supervisor, Israel Piz Perez. Our story editor is Jasmine Romero. Script coordination by Paola Estrada. Casting by Jasmine Romero, Christian Hatar, and Camila Victoriano. Audio engineering by Hector Fernandez. Our dialogue editor and sound supervisor is Daniel Padilla. Sound design and Foley by Alex DeWinter. Our music editor is Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score by Laura Cruz and Hector Fernandez. Assembly and mixdown by Alex DeWinter. And mastering by Israel Piz Perez.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.